So, first off, thanks you for doing the interview. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So, I was kind of curious because I never got the chance to interview you, and you know, you've been on Tech N9ne and Strange Music from the day one. You know, like, am I wrong? You produce a lot of the music, right?
What I do, when I say I produce, yeah, I do, man. But what I do is I usually come up with the beat. And when I say come up with it, the beat, I mean the drum sounds, everything that the producer would do. But because I don't really have production equipment or actually play the stuff, I just tell them what to play. So right. I may be sitting with a producer. I may be on the phone with them. Take, for instance, my song that we got the video for, Misunderstood. I'm like, all right, man, listen, I want the drums to be boom. And I want you to use this drum sound. I'll tell them exactly what the name of the drum sound is and all that.
Nice.
And I want you to use a thick bass sound and go boom, 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 boom. And I tell my guitar player, I want you to play bang, 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 bang. And I just hum it to them. You know what I'm saying? And they all play it. So it's like...
It's like a hip-hop conductor.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, I'm like the conductor of the construction of some of the beats. And you'll see the ones that I produce. They'll say... produced by whoever the producer is and
right.
Chris Calico, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, man, it's like eventually I probably will be not buying any production from anybody because I really can construct the song from, you know, from scratch, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And come up with the beat, the lyrics, the concept, and all of that, man.
Right, right. Tell us about Vitiligo. How long did you work on that album for?
Right. A month. It usually takes me about usually 3.5 weeks to a month to do a whole album. But that's because I'm always coming up with ideas. I got a little recorder I keep with me at all times. Whenever I have an idea for a song or even just a title, I just say it in my recorder. If I have an idea for a beat, I just hum it, beatbox it into my recorder, or maybe even just a line or a pattern. Like say, some song eventually I'm gonna use this pattern like this. Booger, 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 booger. And I'm like, I just say that. I just say booger, 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 in my recorder. And it's like I'm constantly working on the next thing in my head and, you know, like I said, to my little digital recording device. And so by the time it's time for me to, you know, actually record the album, I generally have a real good grip on the platform of what the album's gonna be, what songs I'm gonna be doing. I usually have like 10 songs written before I even... I'm ready to record, so by the time it's time for me to record, man, I could just knife through it, you know. And you know, it took me my new album Genius. It took me like 3.5 weeks to do that album.
Speaking of which, you got a new album coming up, don't you?
Yeah, Genius, man. On Tuesday, July 14th. This, you know, everybody, all rappers, are talking about how they're gonna change the game, but they don't really have game changing material. And I'm not saying just everybody doesn't. I'm just saying that I do.
Right.
I have material, and this album is a game change. It has game changing ability, man. It's like everybody who hears it. We were actually thinking about upstreaming this album to a major, and we were playing it for some major label presidents and vice presidents, and they just would have their hands over their mouths, like, "What?"
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? Where'd he come from?
Right.
You know what I mean? And even a lot of record execs, you know, I got a record, there's a record exec who is responsible for pretty much everybody's career who sells records named Violet Brown. And she called me and said, oh, Chris, oh my God, I can't believe that you could do this music like this. The guy who masters my album and masters Tech's album, his name is Tom Baker. At Precision Mastering in L.A., and he masters Nine Inch Nails albums and Beyonce and all kind of multi-platinum artists. And he, you can't even talk to this dude. You can only talk to his secretary. He made it his business to call Strange Music and talk to Travis O'Gwynn, our CEO, and tell him this is one of the best albums he's ever even heard in his life of all of the 30 years he's been mastering the Rolling Stones and whoever else.
Right.
You know, so if that doesn't give you, that just to give you, you know, an idea of how this album is being hailed, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, Vitiligo itself, like, kind of set a standard. I mean, any Tech N9ne fan knows, you know, that you've been around and that you kind of created that whole operatic style of hip hop. You know, you got the layered voices and the, you know, the scene. And, like, one of my favorite songs is just Save Yourself, you know? off of
yeah.
the old, that's just an awesome song.
I tell you this, man. Vitiligo is a great album. Great. Genius defecates on Vitiligo.
Wow. That's a big Seriously. Statement.
Urinates first album. You know, matter of fact, Violet Brown's trying to call me right now. She's beeping in on another line. I'll call her back, though. I'm sure she did. I just co-hosted the Jim Rome show. I don't know if you know Jim. And Jim Rome is like huge sports figure, ESPN radio. And I just hosted and co-hosted the show this morning. So everybody's calling me because we were just having a good time clowning on there. So
nice.
It's a funny deal. But, yeah, man, urinates on Vitiligo, man. Genius does.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. And when is that coming out again?
That comes out Tuesday, July 14th, man, on Tuesday, man. It hit the internet. It leaked yesterday at 12 noon, and by 5 o'clock I had 20,000 downloads already.
Hell yeah. I now know what I'm doing later this afternoon.
Yeah, but you got to buy it, too.
Oh,
you know
do.
What I'm saying? Yes, sir. Check Tech9, therealtech9.com, chriscalico.com. Or myspace.com/tech9/chriscalico.
Let me ask you, you know, we talked to Tech last time before the Red Rock show.
Right.
You know, and one thing we've learned here in interviewing people is you don't look at the internet for a good source of information.
It could be right,
could be wrong.
Could be wrong,
right?
Yeah.
So do you guys work at all with, are you guys still working with Psychopathic Records, and are you still working anywhere side projects like Ill Bill or anything?
I believe the answer, and this is just from what I hear, because I'm so tunnel visioned up, man.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm like, I'll go from one song to the show, back to another album, back to that. So I don't know exactly the business aspect. I don't believe that Ill Bill is still going to be a part of what we're doing.
Right.
Even though he's still my dog, and I love
sure.
and the Coca Nostra album drops on the same day as mine too.
Nice.
And he's in the Coca Nostra.
Yep.
Psychopathic. The only thing I know that we're doing working with them, we're playing at the Gathering of the Juggalos this year, which is going to be huge, and it's always great. We love Psychopathic, man. They're like our brothers. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And that's all I know that's in the workings for, you know, any
nice.
Projects with them. But, you know, I actually meant to put Twisted back on this album. I'll put him on the first one. I'll have him on the next one for sure.
Nice. So we got a crappy phone here for my recording because it's going to die on me here shortly. What I'd like to do is, you know, definitely follow up with you before Rock the Bells. Do you think that could be possible?
Absolutely, man.
Fucking keep in touch, man.
Okay, boss.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Peace.